Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
We know that as the Son of God, Jesus took on the sins of the world and paid for them as our substitute. Those sins are paid for. We just need to receive. John 1:12 says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believed in his name. So that kind of forms an equation of what it means to become a child of God. Believe plus receive equals become. So we believe what? That Jesus is who he claimed to be, the Son of God. He established that by returning from the dead. As best we can, we believe that. But then there's another step. We have to receive this free gift of forgiveness and eternal life, this gift of grace. And then we become children of God.
If you were to answer a question, if someone said, you know, how do you describe grace? What is the definition of grace? How could you describe that? I know you do such a great job in your book for kids, especially. How would you describe that to someone so they could understand what does it mean to be given grace?
Well, you know, the interesting thing about grace is it can be defined very simply. Grace is the favor shown by God to sinners. I mean, that in one sentence, in a few words, that is what grace is. But, you know, when Jesus was talking about grace, he didn't go to definitions. He didn't go to propositional sentences. He told stories. And he told the story of the prodigal son, the son that left home, took the inheritance, lived a life of debauchery, realized he'd messed up, repented, came back, and yet his father didn't reject him. His father embraced him and treated him again as his son. And so it's stories, I think, that illuminate grace and bring it alive. You know, grace is that unmerited, unachievable. We cannot earn it. We don't deserve it. This gift of forgiveness and eternal life. Saying that, sometimes people nod and say, "Okay, yeah, gotcha." But it's a story that brings it alive and causes people to recognize the depth of their sin, to recognize the hope that's available through Christ, and to imagine, you know, a perfect father. Mm-hmm. Most of us didn't grow up with a perfect father. We grew up with fathers who were, you know, all too flawed, and they're human, and they disappoint us, they abandon us, or whatever it is. But we can all imagine, what would a perfect father be like? A perfect father would be loving, he would be affirming, he would be gracious, he would be kind, he would be compassionate, he would be understanding, he would embrace us and never let us go. His love would be unconditional, not based on how well we do. And we think of a father like that, you know, that's God. Mm. That's the Heavenly Father. We can all imagine what that would be like. Who wouldn't want to have a father like that? And the good news is we can. We can. We open our hearts, pray to receive Jesus as our forgiver and as our leader, and he will be the father that we've all always wanted.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.